This is the Composer's Datebook for May 31st. I'm John Zeck. At 4:45 a.m. on today's date in 1967, Billy Strayhorn died of cancer at the age of 51. The New York Times obituary described him as a jazz composer, arranger, lyricist, and pianist who was often called Duke Ellington's alter ego. Ellington himself would call Strayhorn simply my favorite human being. Shortly after he had joined Ellington's band in 1939 as a lyricist and arranger, Strayhorn wrote a tune he called Take the A-Train, which quickly became the group's signature theme, and one that many assumed had been written by Ellington himself. For the next three decades, Strayhorn would compose original pieces for the Ellington band, and in a kind of musical symbiosis, would work out musical ideas or even moods suggested by Ellington. Strayhorn explained, "What it comes down to is this. Duke can call me and say, I've got these notes here and I haven't got the time. I write it out from there. We really understand what each of us wants in a composition." During his lifetime, musicians in the know, starting with Ellington himself, realized the extent of his talent. But only recently, after the publication of David Hajdu's biography Lush Life in 1996, has the full extent of Strayhorn's work as a composer in his own right been clearly outlined. This famous duet recording of Strayhorn's Take the A-Train was made in 1950 and features Duke Ellington on piano, Billy Strayhorn on celesta, and a rhythm section including Oscar Pettiford on cello. Composer's Datebook is supported by Progressive Insurance, small business protection for more than vehicles, with specialized coverages to protect against financial loss. More at progressivecommercial.com. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.